Okay.
Hello.
Hello,
hi, Donna.
How are you all?
Good.
Good.
Good. I'm just really excited about tonight's class, and I'm very happy that you're here, despite the debate that's going on online or on. You can also hear it again tomorrow if you want to, and you can hear all of the discussions about it that follow. But there is an interesting debate going on tonight, and it's something that keeps me praying for whoever it is God wants as the next president. So with that, I'm going to introduce you all to Barbara Gabbert, who's going to be our hostess tonight. Barbara, are you there?
I am. Yeah.
Great. I'll let you take over. And let me first...
Mute everybody, and then I do star six, right?
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I am ready. Well, welcome, 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 friends, heart friends, all who is on the class tonight. We have a wonderful class tonight with the Ascended Master K-17. He is the leader of the Cosmic Secret Service. That always makes me excited when I think about the fact that there is something like the Cosmic Secret Service. I know the angels are on the job watching out over us and over everything that's going on in the world. In this heart stream, he is overshining David Christopher Lewis, the founder and spiritual teacher of our Heart Center movement. At the end of the class, in about 75 minutes, you are invited to stay with us for a time of further info on the Heart Center opportunities and activities, which you might want to join in, and how to volunteer to serve God through our community. And then we also will have prayer requests and prayer time, plus any questions you have about the Heart Center.
Okay. You were garbled there for a minute, so you might want to repeat that last sentence.
Okay. At the end of our class, we will have prayer requests and prayer time, plus any questions you might have about the Heart Center. Our mission statement is, within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision, we live in sustainable Golden Crystal Age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature using solar sciences of the Spirit. We radiate light and we live and love as one. Now, we've got the HeartShare team, and both the Donnas are here. Who other HeartShare members are here tonight? Do you know, Donna?
Dwyn's here.
Dwyn's here. Great. Dwyn, would you be willing to give the opening invocation?
Sure.
Great. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Beloved Father, Mother God, Archangel Michael, beloved K-17, and our heavenly host, thank you for sealing our heart friends, all of our heart friends, our bodies, our minds, souls, and spirits in this beautiful opportunity and experience together in the light of God that always prevails. Protect our technology and our communications on the phone in the sending and receiving process as we come together to learn and heighten our understanding and our relationship with K-17 and the heavenly hosts being shared and the teachings being shared this night. We are grateful for your presence with us. Amen.
Great. Thank you so much. Now we will say together the prayer that you were emailed or snail mailed. It'd be on the back side of your letter if you've got a physical letter from us. And it would be on the email that you received from us if you received an email letter. It's adapted from a prayer called CS8, and you can email me at barbarathepink@gmail.com if you want a copy, or you can call me or call Donna. Our phone numbers are on the letter if you want a copy of this prayer for yourself. It's a very important prayer to be giving at this particular time in history because of all the unrest in the world. So together, let us give this prayer. O mighty beings of light assigned to the crises of this world, bring a guardian action to threatened people. Illumine, enlighten the leaders of nations. Empower them to act with compassion. Implement God's plans through them. Protect the holy innocents and expose terrorists infiltrating nations. Thank you for protecting all aspects of our teleclass tonight. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. The last part of this prayer is from the science of Ho'oponopono, which is ancient Hawaiian healing method used by the great kahunas of the Polynesian islands to heal all kinds of discord in the soul of man. If you want any more information about that, again, you can call Donna or me or email either one of us, and we will be happy to give you more information on that. And now, let us continue with our meditation and visualization for tonight's class. We'll listen to, it's easier on the phone if we listen to, song number 126 from your Heart Center songbook, or it's printed out in your email or on your physical letter. It's called Shield of Faith. We're going to visualize great angels of light surrounding the families and children who are fleeing terrorism, and also visualize everyone on the phone attending this session surrounded by angels of light protecting all aspects of our class.
I might mention...
go ahead, Donna.
Before I play the song, that the CS8, I just put a concentrated... important paragraph from it. There is much more to it than what you have on your copy that you got from us. So if you write to Barbara at Barbara the Pink, P-I-N-K, at gmail.com, she can either email you or one of us will mail you a copy of it. It's so important to do it every day, and it would be wonderful for giving you good karma at this time. It's that important. So now I will play this song for us. And you can sing it, but we won't be able to hear you, and you won't be able to hear us. You'll just hear the song.
Thank you.
Okay, now we're going to the class. The class is going to be very interesting, I think, for many of you tonight, and we're going to be presenting other information. If you have a question you just are dying to ask, you can hit star 6 and ask your question during the class, or you can, best time would be to wait till the end of the class, and then you can hit star 6 and ask whatever questions you have about the class or about what is said during the class. And then you would hit star 6 again immediately after you finish speaking so we don't have any background noise. So now we will go to our discourse tonight. This is a discourse that David Lewis will explain to you what's happening in it.
It was originally given December 19th, 2015.
Right. So it's very, very recent, and it has to do with everything that's happening right now on our planet. And we will be talking about bringing you up to date on that.
Service for the Great White Brotherhood, and he sometimes gives reports on the state of affairs on the Earth. He used to often come at the end of the year and give reports from the Great Karmic Board. And so we don't do our conferences now typically at the end of the year, like December 31st, et cetera. We do them at the solstices and the equinoxes, yet he would like to give a report. So, and this will be more in the form of a discourse where he will show me imagery and then I will describe it. There are many who are hell-bent on the destruction of Western culture and aspects of civilization as we know it upon Earth. And I am seeing images of little atomic explosions that are in the mindset of some as a potential. A lot of the work of K-17 and the Cosmic Secret Service, working through initiates upon Earth and freedom lovers, has actually been to prevent this type of thing from happening. And if we actually knew how close we have come a number of times, especially in the last 18 or so years, to nuclear destruction in various places around the globe, we would be very surprised, including within the United States of America, where forces of darkness have attempted to unleash this absolute hellish activity. Because of our prayers and the prayers and decrees of Ascended Master students in a number of activities, calls to Archangel Michael and Mighty Astrea, calls to K-17, Cyclopea, in each and every case, what could have manifested in these scenarios has been averted and prevented. And we can all praise God that we have been a part of this alchemy, because every call matters. And you can write that down if you'd like from K-17. Every call matters. We've heard Black Lives Matter and other things of that sort lately. Every call matters. So remind yourself when you are prompted to make the call, K-17 says, because every call matters. Every call can save lives. Every call can mitigate destruction. Every call can save sentient beings, not just the physical body temple saving an outer life. Every call can save sentient beings, which includes the soul, because the forces of darkness are hell-bent on the destruction of souls as well as just our body temples. So with this understanding, when you feel the impulse to make a call, please do so. And if at any time across the screen of your mind or consciousness you may see a little mushroom cloud or something that is like that, or have it in a dream, be wakeful, be mindful, meditate, pray, make the call, make the fiat. It is very important. So that's number one on his list.
Okay, what I would like to do now is share with you a little bit about the astrology for 2016 as we know it. Once, some time ago, well, not all that long ago, actually, a very high being named Metatron spoke through David Lewis, and he gave quite an interesting discussion, shared a lot of things about what was happening. And I found another recording about him that I want to share with you. And I have to say that Metatron is all over your computer. You can find him easily. Don't trust everything you see. Be sure you have checked it over with your higher self before you start going into that. There's some things that are probably very good and other things are not. And it's sometimes a challenge to know the difference. And the closer you walk with your higher self, your Father, Mother, God, the less likely you are to make an error. Here's what I found that seemed the most realistic to me by Metatron. He says, what I offer from the angelic realm regarding astrology for 2016 is this. I offer probabilities and potentials based on streams of probable realities. And let me be clear, no one, no angelic group or channeler or individual may fully accurately foretell the future. And to be clear, that is not my intent. Indeed, by definition of laws in place for the duality realm that you live in, the future is ever changeable, ever fluid. But there are certain events that are in place that indeed you have created. And this is important for you to understand. The belief structures upon which you, humanity, in mass and in individuals, program base their lives or your life and program your existence. In other words, what you believe is going to is probably going to happen unless you get out of that belief thing. And a lot of people now are living in fear. They believe that these particular people who call themselves Islamists, and there's a number of different kinds of them that are causing terror, they live in fear of it. And they're so fearful that it's going to overthrow the world. I've read a lot of things about that, and it's just simply not true. Anyway, he goes on to say, what you experience is your creation, yet there are certain occurrences in time that are relatively fixed within the laws and physics of the physical realm and in the field of duality. The ascension of humanity is one of these. So with that in mind, we tell you that the influence pattern of Jupiter is enormous in 2016, and an overview and summation defines a prolific year of great shift and powerful realization. Neptune, Saturn, and Uranus play key roles in 2016, influencing a year of deep consideration, contemplation, and reclamation with potent gravitational waves influencing practical requisite change. These frequential energies uniquely combine to allow you to deal with any unresolved issues, and these must be faced both individually and in mass. Jupiter representing power, Saturn representing life purpose, Neptune and Uranus combining in representation of psychic and intuitive forces. September through December, aligned with the new energies of the planet, are particularly poignant, and they are we are seeing a crystalline shift occur further into your lives. In other words, our bodies are changing to be more and more crystalline. We are very crystalline as it is. There's water is a crystal. Our blood is more and more abundant in crystals. He goes on to say, you are in a historic phase of both intense clearing, further heightened by the shift that is occurring, leading up to 2038, which will really bring you fully into the golden age. However, this is an approximate date. 2016 through 2020, we see an erratic oscillation and the level of intensity greatly increasing. Yet these offer opportunities for recalibration, crystal upshift, and recharging of yourselves. Do not allow these intensities to overwhelm your energy field and fall into apathy or disillusion or fear. These are powerful times, and you earth keepers, grid workers, and light workers are valiantly pioneering and courageously anchoring this shift, navigating the often tumultuous currents of the new earth coming. So that's what I wanted to tell you from Metatron. And oh, well, there's one other thing here, he says. Something else that affects the condition of Earth and all of her life forms is the prevalence of chemtrails, albeit that all along members of your universal family of angels have been reducing their toxic effects. A few years back, money for spraying ran out, but only briefly were your skies clear. The Illuminati refunded their project so it could resume instigating record-level temperatures, drought, and flooding, along with causing respiratory illnesses in people who have weak immune systems. The chemtrails will be stopping soon, and the more you make your calls to Archangel Michael, and that's a call, you say, Archangel Michael, thank you for removing that chemtrail I see above me. Thank you for removing the chemtrails all throughout the state of Texas where I am. That's what I would say. And you can say it for your state or wherever it is that you are. So they will be coming to an end. As far as whether it will happen in 2016, he doesn't make that real clear, but he says it's coming. He says volatility in the stock markets, well, the transactions are nothing more than a flurry of computer activity because they have no monetary backing. Ultimately, it will lead to ending the Illuminati's financial stranglehold so a new global economic system can be implemented. That's rather interesting. As conscious awareness continues expanding throughout your world, all religions will evolve into the purity of spirituality that people of every faith will embrace full-heartedly. Society will respect each person as a God self, inseparably connected at soul level with all others, and the fear of differences that underlies animosity, bigotry, and divisiveness no longer will exist on this earth. And there's much more I could say, but you can look up some of these things, and if you would like to know which things to look up, just contact me, and I would be glad to help you. My phone number is in the bottoms of your letters, along with Barbara's phone, so you can always call us at any time and leave a message if we don't answer, and we promise we'll call you back, but leave a message or we won't. Okay, let's go on here.
K-17 is highlighting the situation with the closing of some aspects of the border between India and Nepal, where India is not allowing gasoline to go into Nepal and is basically cutting off the country from receiving energy that they require, that they're used to, and that they should have to run many aspects of their country's energy, transportation, etc. They use for heat, primarily for heat and transportation and other energy needs. So K-17, because we have the lamas in our midst who are living in Nepal, he's highlighting this for us to pray about because it is diabolical. It is a strategy that the Indians are using against the light bearers and the people of Nepal, which is really hurtful, spiteful, and is not of true brother sisterhood. So cultures that have a common ancestry should get along. And governments and certain leaders who have been brainwashed or influenced by darkness to do things like this have to be held to task spiritually We can hold them to task spiritually by doing our inner work and praying to the great masters that we know to intercede.
Go ahead, Barbara. Barbara, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me now?
Barbara's going to give a little report on India and Nepal. Barbara, hit star six if you're there.
I'm here. This type of activity.
Hello?
Can you hear me? It is.
Somebody hit star six and tell me if you hear me.
I can
hear
her.
In Arizona, we can hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know what happened. I pressed star six a couple of times and it didn't do anything. Okay. This type of activity between Nepal and
Hello?
India and also Pakistan has been going on for quite a long time. There's a lot of regional bickering that has gone on, especially between Pakistan and India for a long, long time. When my parents were traveling over there in 1971, the border was closed between Pakistan and India. Because they were going to try to go to Nepal, and they were not allowed to go any further and had to turn back. I'm not sure 100% why. It has to do with regional power, local entities that feel like they're more important than others, and they just there's a lot of just vindictiveness against especially the people of Nepal. I think underneath it there may be even a type of spiritual jealousy. That's my take on it anyway. But we can, if we give the Ho'oponopono prayers, I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you for this particular situation. I think that would be a great help. And we can just project our love and our energy and our mercy into that whole area and into all border conflicts, because biologically these people are from the same backgrounds, but it's like old family grudges that have been amplified and amplified for generations, and they're still holding things against each other and causing problems at the national level because of these petty disputes that people have held on to for generations. So to mitigate this, please focus with me on this part of the world and visualize it in your mind's eye. And let us say together the Ho'oponopono prayer that was part of our call at the beginning of this class. The I love you, I'm sorry, please forgive me, thank you. Let's give that together five times for India and Nepal, and also for Pakistan. We can throw them into the mix too. Together, I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you.
Barbara?
Yes?
I did learn one thing about the India-Nepal issue, and that is that China did step up and provide gasoline for Nepal.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much, Dwayne. I'm glad to hear that. So that's definitely a plus. Well, we should all work together, so that's a step in the right direction. Good.
Maybe. Because we've all been praying. I know a lot of us have been really been praying hard for these things that K-17 emphasized.
Right. That's great.
I'm going to meet everybody because I'm not sure that I got knocked off for a few minutes. Hold on a minute here.
Donna, we're not hearing you. Are you there?
Are you calling me, Donna Dregan?
No, this is Barbara. I was just checking to see if Donna Korth was on.
Might be muted.
Donna must be having some problems. I'm going to call her on my cell phone, too, and see what's going on.
Are you on?
Donna, I can hear you now. And Barbara's trying to get a hold of you on her cell phone.
Keep getting knocked off. Is Donna Dregan on?
I'm here. Are you asking me to do something now?
Yeah, I wanted you to give a report on, I guess Cindy supposed to give the report on Japan.
Yeah, Cindy.
Cindy, okay. I think Barbara's going to do it for Cindy.
Right. We didn't hear the recording about Japan at all. The last part we heard was just about India and Nepal.
Is that right? Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah, we haven't heard anything. I didn't anyway.
Okay, let me try it again here. I'll go back a little bit. I'll just read what it says here because I think I'll have going back. K-17 is highlighting the nation of Japan now. We know the great destruction that occurred through the supposed, and he's having me use that word, earthquake that then resulted in the tsunami, which then resulted in Fukushima. It was an earthquake. Yet, what was the cause of that earthquake? Some of you may be aware that there was more than a natural cause to that earthquake and tsunami. The inconceivable evil that would be behind this type of act could strike again upon the nation of Japan. And we have to pray with the full power and fervor of our souls and our beings to prevent this type of activity ever again on the earth. Okay, take it away, Barbara.
Okay, Cynthia Hackenberg wrote this piece that I'm going to read now. She's not able to connect with the class tonight because she's out of the country, but I will read what she sent me. I believe K-17 is alluding, what he is alluding to is that Japan's earthquake and tsunami was probably caused by HAARP, that's spelled H-A-A-R-P, all in capital letters. HAARP is a weapons system which disrupts the climate. Numerous credible reports, including a NASA report and other scientific observations, reveal that HAARP, using high-frequency radio transmitter technology, is fully capable of being used as a weapon, meaning it can emit strong electromagnetic pulse bombs that can alter weather or trigger seismic fault lines. HAARP is run jointly by the U.S. Air Force and Navy and is located in Alaska. In 1997, U.S. Secretary of Defense William S. Cohen gave an important keynote address at a conference on terrorism, weapons of mass destruction, and U.S. strategy. When asked a question about terrorism, Cohen had this to say as part of his response about the type of technology that existed even back then. So this is almost 20 years ago. Others are engaging in an eco-type terrorism whereby they can alter the climate, set off earthquakes, volcanoes remotely through electromagnetic energy. In all likelihood, this was a U.S. mass terrorist attack on Japan. Remember, HAARP is run by the U.S. Air Force and Navy. And here is the prayer that she uses when she prays about this. I pray for HAARP and all other facilities like it to be put out of commission, so there will be no mass destruction to Japan or any other country using this high-frequency radio transmitter technology. And so in the name I Am That I Am, we call the beloved Archangel Michael in faith and all the sponsoring masters of the nation of Japan to lock their cosmic circle in sort of blue flame into and around the country of Japan and the people of Japan to seal them in a triple ruby dome of light protection to guard them from all destruction of any kind, any intent focused upon them from any entity whatsoever. And we call for the exposure of all the activities of HAARP and other technology like this, and for the dismantling of this dangerous technology. In the name I Am That I Am, amen.
Thank you, Barbara. Okay, we will go on to Europe.
Okay. Can you
and
hear me?
Want me to play it first?
Yes.
Play it first, and then Don is going to talk.
Fair continent of Europe now. With the strain that is upon many nations as a result of what is transpiring in the Middle East and with the emigration of people from Syria and the Middle East. This is very, very high on the Great White Brotherhood's list of concerns for the earth because it affects so many peoples, nations, millions and millions of people. The Great White Brotherhood, of course, white not referring to race, has solutions to this issue. Yet their dilemma is to get through to the minds of the leaders and those who can actually carve out a strategy and a means whereby there can be appropriate immigration without intrigue and the deception that is behind some of it that could result in individuals entering nations to do harm. We have a call about this, CS8. So the Master is encouraging all heart friends to please consider giving this call as much as possible. And those of you who care about our Earth and what's going on and have raised your concerns, give this call because it is very powerful. Is spot on in terms of the balance of the issues that it addresses, and it is important that we, in a very directed way, send light into this situation. Dear soul, raise this concern. What can we do about the ISIS situation and about the immigration situation in Europe, especially? So this is K-17's answer to all of our concerns.
Okay, I'm just going to say that when I hit *5 to mute everybody, that seems to knock me off. So I'm not going to do it tonight. So I have to ask everybody to be very quiet. And if anyone has a cough or is doing dishes in the vicinity, try to take your telephone in another area. Now I'll let Donna Dregan speak for a minute.
Okay, in Europe racks up billions in deals with Iran now that sanctions are lifted today. Also in Russia occupied banks as ruble loss bites. Mortgage holders have threatened street action if lenders don't act to restructure debts after aftermath of ruble collapse. French police arrest man with guns in suitcase at Disneyland in France. Female companion remains at large. Migrant crisis to bring a tide of human rights challenges at Strasbourg court. Germany face and France and three other states face being removed from the United States visa-free travel scheme, according to reports. 10 children among 25 dead after refugee boat flounders off of Greek island in Samos. Zika virus is spreading explosively and poses alarming threat, warns the World Health Organization, that predicts that between 3 and 4 million people worldwide would be affected by in 2016. Italian town punishes tax cheats by banning their children from playgrounds. Sweden and England plan to expel up to 100,000 failed asylum seekers. I would like to make a prayer. We call to Archangel Michael, K-17, Cyclopea, Hercules, and Astraea to protect all of Europe and its people. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Donna. We're now going to Canada. We'll see what K-17 has to say about Canada.
The Master is highlighting the nation of Canada. We have a pilgrimage or an event in Banff next year. And that got changed because of the pilgrimage being changed. However, whenever the Masters ask for an event in a nation, there is a great reason. And the reason still remains, and yet we do not have a plan to address the original request. So even though we have already set forth our plan of action for next year, all of the events, K-17 has determined that I and at least three others will go to Banff here in contention for the planet, because in the Battle of Armageddon calls for the prevention of World War III, calls for all life on Earth, because we are in a very tenuous time, what is transpiring. And the forces of darkness are hell-bent on bringing about a planetary conflagration through division, through what's happening with Syria being a flashpoint for potential war between many nations. So by being there physically under Archangel Michael's retreat, I, on behalf of the Great White Brotherhood, can make for hours on end, even in one day if necessary, the essential calls that will mitigate what occur. And it is also important for the nation of Canada. Because of what is happening on the political scene, some of you know who now is the Prime Minister of Canada, the son of Trudeau, right? And Trudeau, the elder, wreaked havoc with Canada. And the question the master asks the Canadian heart friends and all of us is, what are your expectations for what will happen to your nation with the current leadership? Very socialist oriented to the point where you could have the erosion of much of the good that could be manifest for Canada. So it is a very tenuous time for Canada moving forward through what this current administration or the one coming into power intends to do to that nation. And the Canadians have to get their act together and really ramp up their calls for their nation, and we everywhere can support them through calls. So K-17 is expecting an updated call for Canada that we can give on Saturday nights at least once a month, focusing on it. And he is instructing our broadcast team to ensure that the Canadians broadcast at least once a month to really call forth that light from their nation to address all the issues and concerns.
I believe Lenore is going to give a report on Canada. So, Lenore, go ahead.
Yes, Donna.
Okay.
The biggest concern of our Canadian heart friend, Nicola, is the Charter of Rights and Freedoms that was added to the Constitution by Pierre Trudeau that has made a massive change in the consciousness of the Canadian people for the worse, she says, over the past 34 years. Her expectation is that Canada will continue the downward spiral even more so with Justin Trudeau, who is a socialist and supports this charter. My prayer is, in the name I am that I am, we call for and affirm the raising of the consciousness of the Canadian people and their leaders, and divine intercession for the turning of the tide in Canada back to self-governance and laws that reflect the laws of God. Amen.
Amen.
And I also pray in the name I am that I am to beloved Archangel Michael and the host of the Lord for the will of God and the divine plan for that small pilgrimage to Banff this year, in which the messenger and several others will be able to go and stand in that country and make those calls under Archangel Michael's retreat that are so necessary for this planet and for this nation and all nations. We thank you, beloved Archangel Michael. We accept it done. Amen.
Thank you so much, Lenore.
Welcome.
Okay, now we will go on to the South China Sea. Let's hear that first.
He's highlighting the South China Sea. We have read in the news of potential conflict between the great superpowers, China, the United States, and their proxies in that area. This is another potential flashpoint for conflict. So when we work on a planetary scale with very directed prayers in St. Germain services, or what we call now World Freedom Services on Saturday nights, those of you who have globes can hold your hands over the South China Sea and see great streams of light going into that area to protect God's will, the sovereignty of the light bearers who live in that entire area, including the people of Taiwan, and to ensure that the highest outcome is manifest so that this doesn't become a flashpoint for further conflict.
Marlene, are you on?
Can you hear me?
Good. good. I'll let you go ahead.
Okay. The principal countries in this area are disputing China's sovereignty and their territorial claims in the South China Sea are Vietnam, the Philippines, Malaysia, and Taiwan. Now, the U.S. is taking a stand that the United Nations Law of the Sea Treaty grants foreign ships and planes free access in the South China Sea. And the U.S. has said that they will fly, sail, and operate wherever international law allows. Now, China has taken a stand that it is their sovereignty over the area, and the U.S. needs to ask for permission to fly its military aircraft in the area along with anyone else. And China is also manipulating land masses where there's rocks and reefs in this sea. They want to create extensions by building man-made islands with sand. And China is also using money to bribe other neighboring countries in the area to allow them to dominate this area by providing them with loans and aids to their countries for infrastructure projects. Now, the Philippines have taken their case to the Hague, stating that China's claims in the South China Sea are invalid under that United Nations Law of the Sea Treaty. And there is a group of countries, they have formed some sort of alliance. They're called the Association of the Southeast Nations. And they recently had a summit there that our president actually attended as well. And these countries are wary of China, and they welcome the U.S. to have a more active role in South China Sea. So let me give a little prayer in regards to this issue. In the name I am that I am, I call the beloved Afra, beloved Saint Germain and Portia, beloved Archangel Michael and Faith, to overshadow the South China Sea with true brother sisterhood, for the bells of freedom to ring throughout this area, and for God's will to reign in the hearts of all the world, especially the world leaders, that unity may thrive throughout this area and across the entire surface of the earth this day and forevermore. I thank you. Amen.
Thank you, Marlene. Now we're going to North Korea.
Now he is highlighting the nation of North Korea. We in the West are aware of the potentials of an insane administration that is not freedom-loving for her people. And I'm seeing that the Universal White Brotherhood has at times almost wrung their hands in terms of being able to deal with the issue there, because it's a closed society and there's very little information coming out except for people that somehow get out of the country. Most of us basically kind of forgotten about North Korea. We probably, very few of us, make calls on the situation there or place our attention there. And yet, there are many light bearers there who are caught in this web of a government that is basically kind of totalitarian. So if we choose to have a harmonious earth, every nation counts. every person counts. Every sentient being counts. As we have heard, every call counts. So someone has to step forward and pray for North Korea in a way that can hold a balance for that nation, even if it is one person in our activity who makes it his or her mindful mission to somehow help in the liberation of the beautiful people in that nation who are spiritually in chains, unable to have freedom of religion and many of the freedoms that we take for granted. Again, if someone desired to make a call sheet for North Korea, we could do that and maybe just have one service next year focused on North Korea, where somebody does all the research possible, comes up with a fact sheet, and as a movement, we focus on it just for one night and give our all, and then watch and see what will happen.
Sharon?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Based on seismic readings, a blast equivalent to less than 10,000 tons of TNT may have occurred. Even if it wasn't an H-bomb, it is felt that North Korea did conduct a new significant nuclear test despite persistent calls not to do so, and that they will continue in this direction. I offer this prayer for them and for all of us. In the name of the living God, beloved K-17 and the masters of technology, take command and control of these radical and dangerous experiments. Beloved Australian Purity, cut free the scientists and leaders of North Korea from the desire to destroy or control other nations. Beloved God, Harmony, we ask for balance, peace, and love for these individuals. Lords of wisdom, illumine them. We call for an infusion of violet, purple, and emerald light to cleanse and heal all North Koreans. And I pray the Ho'oponopono for all souls in North Korea. I love you. I am sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. Amen.
Thank you, Sharon. Now we go on to the equatorial region.
Now the master is highlighting the entire equatorial region of the earth. All the nations that are on or close to the equator. And I'm seeing, of course, South Africa, Ecuador itself, part of Brazil, some nations in Africa, and also he's highlighting nations in the Pacific, island nations, and groups of islands that are at equatorial latitude. So he's not revealing everything to me, yet he's saying, pray for the nations, especially in the Pacific, at the equatorial latitude because of certain potentials. And this has to do with planetary changes and Earth movements. Remember, at the end of last year, Saint Germain gave a prophecy for the year 2015, and I'm asking K-17 if Saint Germain will give another prophecy for this coming year, and I'm not getting an answer yet. I believe that K-17 is coming in order to highlight what we can pray about, because sometimes the masters hold their cards closer to their chest rather than revealing too much. And by giving hints like K-17 is tonight, we can form a more directed approach to our calls to have the greatest impact.
Duane?
Yes, Donna.
Go ahead.
I didn't hear that.
Oh, did you didn't hear it?
What are you asking me, please?
I thought you would pray for the equatorial region.
Yes.
That we just heard.
Sorry, I didn't know you had me for that. Yes.
Okay.
In the name of the I Am That I Am and our Holy Christ Buddha Self, we call to the beloved K-17 to clear the way for the protection of these nations, and we ask that all in balance to the College of the Beloved Elementals to help assist in the balancing of the earth body concerning any earthquake and imbalances. We call for the elementals to and beloved Hercules to send forth your rods and cones for the balancing of all and all the earth body and any potential earth changes or movements and securing the plates. Amen.
Thank you, Dwayne.
You're welcome.
Now we'll go on to the last part, which is our elder statesman.
He's using the words elder statesman to me. Elder statesman. And I believe this has to do in two areas, the United States and also within our movement. So there could be the passing next couple years of some elder statesman within the earth. And the causal bodies of these elder statesmen is important for holding the balance. So when an individual passes, there's a shift in energy. And the dynamic of this can be interesting, and we have to simply pray for our elder statesmen. Now, the word statesman is interesting because what statesmen do we have in the Heart Center? I see, though, the founding fathers, mothers of our movement, are kind of our elder statesmen, and also people who are in their 80s and maybe moving into their 90s who have basically fulfilled their mission upon earth primarily and are preparing for their ascension. Now I'm seeing simply a stream of divine love moving from K-17's heart throughout the entire planet. And this is the antidote to all conflict, war, hatred, animosity between peoples that the Great White Brotherhood often has to deal with. So although some of what I've shared tonight may seem problematic or very difficult to deal with or even talk about, the answer to everything is God-directed love. And K-17 is a master of love. Even though we have his prayer in the green section, he really, in addition to that green cloak that he wears, the inside, like Hilarion, is pink. And so love is the key to resolve conflict, to dissolve hate, to transmute the past, and prepare a new clean white page for the future.
I want to mention just a little bit more here. There are certain elder statesmen who are very much full of integrity and insight and wisdom and knowledge. We kind of wonder when we look at our Congress who they are. And you're going to have to use your higher self, the help and wisdom from the masters, to know who those people are, but pray for those that do have insight and do have wisdom and can lead this country in love and purpose that are the highest level into that which God would have. I also want to mention something here because many of you have a lot of Christian people in your family who are dyed-in-the-wool, at least I do, fundamentalist Christians. My oldest daughter and her family and a number of others are very certain that the world is coming to an end, and they live in fear to a great degree. Now, I want to read something that came that I read just so you'll be aware of what's out there. One of these reports that came out recently is, and it's a study of Revelation, the book of Revelation. It's called Decoding the Future, and there's a lot of scary things in Revelation, and they quote from Isaiah 65, 17 through 25, in case you want to check that out. And they also quote a lot from Revelation 8:7, in which there's a lot of destruction mentioned? Well, first of all, something has changed in the past 10 years regarding how governments are planning for continuity of their operation. They're now thinking global, and recently governments all over the world have built over 1,000 doomsday seed vaults to ensure the survival of the human race. This is kind of scary. The largest that we know of is the Norwegian vault on the island of Spitsbergen, I don't know if I said that right, in the Arctic Circle. In addition, governments have begun building massive underground bunkers and small underground cities carved within the bedrock of mountains for the leadership of the countries. I don't think we will be included in that because I don't think we're considered as leadership of the countries. Recent discoveries by astrophysicists in Japan have revealed that our sun is capable of producing what is now called a superflare, which is 20 to 100 to 1,000 times more powerful than any what they call CME, or let's see, that word CME means, I always forget it, but it's a coronal mass ejection, that's what it is, and the sun is always sending those out, and they always miss our planet.
Mm-hmm.
But our planet has gotten worried, our country, our leaders have gotten worried about it, and here's reason. The country is aware that this CME that could come next could be substantially larger even than the one that occurred in what they call the Carrington event of 1859. This was a super flare. And they are aware that it could cause the destruction that John talks about in Revelation. And, of course, we are told to look for the signs of the end of the age, but this is not the end of the world. During July of 2012, a massive coronal mass ejection, or CME, ejected from the sun and crossed Earth's orbital path, missing us by only 7 days. This particular CME was unprecedented in size. And if the flare would have erupted just 1 week earlier, it would have hit Earth square on. This blast was so massive that NASA referred to it as the solar superstorm of 2012, and they believe it would have knocked our civilization back to the 18th century, leading to panic, war, starvation, and disease. This near miss was so shocking to various government agencies that they kept the event secret from the public for almost 2 years. They finally did reveal it to the media at a recent space summit, but nothing much was said or broadcast about it. Now, let me just mention that seismologists have predicted major earthquakes all over the world, and many of them have been stopped. And I think a neat example is the West Coast. And the West Coast HeartShare team that prays every morning and says a prayer that particularly, well, it's a call to stop any earthquakes on their coastline from Alaska down to the, I don't know how far it goes, but way down. It's all along the West Coast. And nothing has happened. And seismologists have predicted for years that it should have happened a long time ago. And it hasn't. We also know examples in the Bible. Jonah was warned by, Jonah warned the people of Nineveh, because God told him to, that the whole city would be wiped out because of their sin and their evil. And so Jonah went back and warned them. And sure enough, the people turned completely around and did a complete turn, changed. So the city was not wiped out. Jonah got a little upset about that. He said, after I warned them, you didn't do it? And God says, well, yeah, but they, he says, you know, nothing's written in stone. If people change, I change. I don't do what I scare them about. If they change, and these people completely changed. They did an about face. So this is important. It's important, I think, for us to pray for the people that are living in fear, and then also pray, as we have talked about tonight, for each of these countries. And I would, if you are interested, I would be glad to send you a copy of CS8, the full page of it. It's not very long. It takes me about 30 seconds to say it. Every morning when I do it on my walk, I walk around, there's a lake with my dog nearby. And it's a very important prayer. and it will cover all of the situations that are basically happening on the planet overall. So with that, I would like to call on, let's see, I don't know if Marlene is still here, but if you are, Marlene, I'd like you to close, and or Lenore, if you are here. One of you could close and seal the class for tonight, and if anybody wants to stay and pray with us, we would love to have you, and we will answer any questions. So, Marlene, are you here?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Go ahead and pray.
Okay. In the name I am that I am, we call to beloved K-17 for sponsoring this class this night, and letting us know that every call does matter, and for giving us specific issues that exist around our globe, that we may make the call to adjust the intent of the darkness and to flood it with the light, the love, and wisdom power of our Father, Mother, God, and we just thank you for all the sharing that we have heard tonight. In the name I am that I am, amen.
Amen. Okay, we're so glad that you are with us, and we hope some of you will stay and pray with us. We take individual prayer requests. I'm trying to think who's doing that tonight. I can't remember which one of us, but maybe you can all help me. I think, Donna, were you going to do it? Or somebody?
I'll be happy to.
Okay, that would be great. If you could write down the names and keep track of who has a prayer request. Would anybody like us to pray for you, your particular concerns, your fears, your joys, your friends, your wives? We would like to know so we can honor you with that prayer tonight and in the ensuing days and weeks. Go ahead and speak up.
This is Marlene. Do you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, I got two prayer requests.
All right.
Last Saturday, a friend of mine that works at the prison had a heart attack. And they found out that the main artery to his heart was 90% blocked, and they had to put a stent in his artery. So he has returned home, and he won't be able to go back to work for, I think he said, the 15th of February. And he's on a heart medicine plus a strict diet and exercise, and his name is Randy Phelps. He's in his mid-50s probably, and I went to visit him tonight, and he's not feeling very well, but we pray that he understands the seriousness of a diet and exercise, because he's one to not want to do those kinds of things. And so that was my first prayer. My second prayer is that I am continually trying to find a better job than the one that I have. And I just recently applied for a job at the prison to be a counselor. And I did hear from the state in Nashville that I did qualify for the job, so I will be submitted into an interview process. But it's a slow process, and I may not know anything more until the end of February. So I'd like to have that in your prayer as well. Thank you.
Any more prayer requests tonight?
Yeah, Warren Walring. I wanted to lower help in for personal help in lowering uric acid levels in my blood. That was the first request. And the second is for...
Is somebody spraying right near you?
Everybody mute, please.
The second is for Lane Burke, who at the present time is 88 years old, and she's informed me she's getting more feeble, and she is resolved to take more control over her life in making her transition, which she doesn't seem to think. She wants to take control and in making her transition, and this is one of the things that we have to pray for to resolve that she not do she do God's will and not her own.
Great. Now, would you repeat your health request again? I couldn't quite hear.
Lower uric acid levels in my blood.
Lower uric acid levels. So are you having any pains in your big toe by any chance?
That has subsided, but it's still there. It's still. I had a blood test on Monday, and it's still higher than it should be.
Okay, good. We will do that for you, Warren. And if you want to call me, I can give you some thoughts on how to do that later.
Hey, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well,
any other prayer requests?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
You can hear me?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. Well, one thing I would like to ask is I saw on the website that Paul the Venetian placed something under Canada. And so I'd like to call for the amplification of the focus that Paul the Venetian placed under Canada for the protection of Canada and the borders and multiplication of that effect. And I also like to pray for my sister Janet and myself and where I should be living and where I should be working. And regarding China, that the mitigation and using Ho'oponopono and using not just the translation of the prayer, but the full prayer. So Ho'oponopono plus the English translation. And God bless you all, and thank you, and I love your service tonight.
Oh, thank you.
Is this Richard?
Richard Zemak.
Yes, I thought it was. Thank you.
Snoring at your near where you are? It sounds like somebody is snoring very loudly. Really funny.
There was a beautiful picture of Paul the Venetian on the website, and I showed it to my boss, and I showed it to a lot of people, and they didn't even know about my faith, but they said, "Wow, that's very very nice."
Yes, I've seen a very good picture of him, several pictures. Good. That's great. Thank you, Richard. We will definitely pray for these things.
And Richard, did you say translation of prayer for China?
No, I said when we use the Ho'oponopono, if we use the Ho'oponopono once first, and then use, because tonight when we used it, we didn't use the original Hawaiian sound. We used only the translation. And I think we should use both. Ho'oponopono. And then use the translation. Somebody is sleeping.
Somebody is loudly. I'm going to try this again. I hope this won't knock me off.
Okay. Well, thank you, everybody.
Hit,
I love you. Good night.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to hit star 5 and see if this will and not knock me off. Pray for me. Can you still hear me?
Donna?
Yes.
This is Lee, and I would like to have a prayer for Mr. Adams in South Carolina. He has a personal issue, and if we could have prayer for him for guidance in what he should do, because this is a very delicate circumstances for him, and it's very hard for him. So if he could have prayer and guidance and wisdom of where he should go and what he should do and how he should continue with his life and his circumstances.
Oh, can you say anything more about his circumstances, or is that real private?
It's very private, and I can tell you it's very delicate. He was with this lady for 15, 16 years, and then she brought another man in to live, and so this has not helped the circumstances for him.
Okay. We'll definitely pray for that. Thank you, Lee.
And if you would pray one other thing, my doctor thinks I have seizure problems, but I think that there is something in our air, and so if you would just pray for clean, fresh air all around, all over the Southwest.
Okay.
Okay, and thank all of you very much. We appreciate you greatly.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
I know
you.
That some people can have seizures from allergies, so that may be part of it, and we will pray.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Any other prayer requests tonight?
Yes, Donna. This
yes.
is Barbara.
Okay.
My friend Christine in Fulton, Illinois,
mm-hmm.
is in the midst of a court case to disperse her father's will. She was requested to be the executor of his estate by him. She cared for him in her home all last year, and then he passed away in November. She has three brothers and one sister. One of the brothers is in prison for child molestation, and the sister lives in California, and they're angry that their father left her in charge of his estate, which is substantial. And they are suing her for control of the estate. So, but his will is pretty good, but she's having to go to court with all this and deal with all this negative energy. And just pray for her protection and for God's will and for her father's wishes to be honored. She's supposed to have another hearing on February 2nd, which is next Tuesday.
Okay. Good. Donna, did you get all that? Okay. Any other prayer requests tonight? Okay, then I'm going to let Donna Dreegan go ahead and assign people and take over the prayer part.
I'm sorry, Donna. I have a couple of things. I forgot. You couldn't hear me.
Okay.
I have two more prayer requests. One is for Sharon Wallace.
All right.
She twisted her right ankle, and she's in a lot of pain, and she has to work, and I believe she's going to be going to the doctor tomorrow, the hospital tomorrow. And also, and she's in Baltimore, and Phyllis Bueller in Florida is experiencing fluid with tension in her thighs, and she feels it could be connected to the kidneys. She's going to be going to the doctor also in the morning, so
okay.
Make calls for her. Thank you.
Okay. I'll let you go ahead, Donna, and assign people to pray.
Okay. Who do we have? Marlene and Dwayne and Lorraine and who else?
Barbara. Here.
Barbara, uh-huh. Okay.
Lenore.
Okay. All right. Barbara, would you take the heart medicine? Or you're the ones that, no. It was Marlene that talked about
right.
Randy Phelps. Okay.
Yes.
Take Randy Phelps, the heart concerns with heart medicine and exercise of Randy Phelps, and a better job for Marlene, who has applied to try to be a counselor at the prison. Her interview takes place at the end of February. And let's see, could you also take Warren Walring, who is having concerns with the lower uric acid levels in the blood, and Lane, who's 88, who wants it her will that she might ascend and is not asking for God's will. Thank you.
Okay.
And let's see, Marlene, could you take Paul the Venetian for Richard Zemak? Discussion of, are you there, Marlene?
Marlene may have gone to bed because she has to get up.
Okay. All right, Lenore? Are you there? Lenore? Okay. Dwayne, are you there? Can y'all hear me?
I can take it. Take the next.
Okay.
I can hear.
Oh, Dwayne, are you
who
there?
Who spoke?
I think Dwayne did.
Oh, Dwayne. Okay, yeah. Dwayne, if you'll take Richard Zemak's concerns for Paul the Venetian, the protection of Canada, the focus to amplify it, and Janet, his sister, her health concerns, and Richard Zemak's concerns, and China, the prayer for Ho'oponopono to be used, and then the translation, but that Ho'oponopono be mentioned.
He wants to know where to live also.
Yes, where to live.
Donna, can you hear me now?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Can you hear me, Dwayne?
Yes, I can.
Okay. All right, good. And that's Dwayne. Who else do we have? Okay. And Barbara?
You gave me three already.
Oh, I'm sorry. Donna? Anybody else besides Donna and myself?
No, I think there's just the four of us at this point.
Okay. All right. You want to take Lee prayer for Mr. Adamson?
Who are you speaking to? Donna, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to Donna, of course.
Dwayne could take the first one of Lee's.
Okay. All right.
So she could take those
two. Lee had prayer for Mr. Adamson in South Carolina for guidance as what he should do, his wisdom, where to go, what to do. And Lee's asked for clean, fresh air in Southwest.
Right.
Okay.
Hello.
All right.
Hello?
Yeah?
His name is Adams.
Adams.
Adams. Oh, not Adams' son, but Adams. Okay,
yes.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Adams, thank you for that correction. And let's see. Shall I take the next one, or do you want to take the next one?
Go ahead.
Okay, I'll take Barbara, Christine. I'll take the rest of them, Sharon and Phyllis and Barbara.
Okay.
Okay.
Then I'll close at the end.
Okay.
Barbara, you can start. Barbara, it's star six. Don't tell me I'm getting knocked off again.
No, you're
on.
I hear you.
Off too. I just got back on myself.
Oh, okay. It's a crazy night.
Yeah, it is.
I think we have some interesting things happening.
Goblins, electromagnetic interference or some such.
Okay. So you can go ahead, Barbara.
Okay. In the name I am that I am, I call to the hosts of healing, to beloved Cyclopean Virginia, Archangel Raphael and Mother Mary,
Hilarion, Pallas Athena, Lady Master Meta, and all the healing angels, beloved Servatus and your twin flame, beloved Lady Francesca, beloved Kuan Yin, Goddess of Mercy, to place your electronic presence over Randy Phelps, who is the husband of one of Marlene's, who is a Marlene's co-worker. We pray for his health and well-being, for his recovery from the heart surgery that he's had. Please impress upon him the necessity to take responsibility for his own health and well-being, to pay attention to the recommendations for diet and exercise, to prolong his life, and to enhance the quality of his life. Beloved Hilarion, we pray for his enlightenment. Teach him on the inner the lessons that he requires to stand up and face his own challenges and to be responsible for his health. Thank you for all the helpful angels and attendants, all the personnel, the health personnel that are attending him. Help them be loving and compassionate and encourage him to reassess his life and make positive changes that will ensure his continuing existence on this planet. We also pray most earnestly for beloved Marlene, who is seeking a better job and has applied as a counselor at the prison. Please help her do well in the interview process. And if this job is for her, please let everything fall into place, dear Lord, according to your will. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, and accept it done now. Amen. And we call also for the healing of beloved Warren Wallring. Help him to find the right and perfect ways to lower the uric acid levels in his blood, to monitor his diet and activity level to improve this situation. We call for the protection of Elaine Burke, who is 88 years old. Help her to seek your will, O Lord. Help her to surrender. O beloved Mother Mary, place your electronic presence over her and teach her the beauty and the joy of obedience to the will of God. Help her to seek the best ways for a peaceful transition from this life. We are grateful for her many years of service. Help her find meaning in her waning years, dear Lord, and the best possible way, and help her to accept God's love and guidance in all things. Amen, amen.
Okay, I'm finished.
Hey, Gwen, are you still there?
I'm here.
Okay.
You have me down for Mr. Adams and for Lee, so I'll begin with Mr. Adams. In the name of the I Am That I Am and my Holy Christ Buddha Self, I call to you, beloved, peace and aloha, to bathe Mr. Adams in your flame of absolute peace, that he can be in a clear mind to make the decisions of where he is going to place himself in consciousness and in physicality at this time. We see him with clear, clear vision. Beloved Mother Mary, enfold him, enfold his psychology, enfold his sense of self and be in peace and healing light, that he be in the clearest place where he can make that decision and that he sees clearly of what God desires for his life at this time, what his next cycle will be. We see him in a greater joy and a greater sense of purpose and enthusiasm about life, and that there are no feelings of judgment or resentment or anything other than just finding his own God peace. Amen. In the name of the I Am That I Am and my Holy Christ Buddha Self, I call to you, beloved Mother Mary and beloved Cyclopean Virginia, to overshine Lee and her doctor, that he had come up with the absolute clear diagnosis that she can find her clearest way to wholeness, comfort, and a clearing away of any allergies, whatever the cause is of any seizure symptoms at any level, that she have the clarity to know how to move forward and that her doctor has clarity in how to guide her. We call for the filth clean, the air quality outside within her home, and that she tune into anything that might be environmentally irritating to her nervous system or in any way. We see clarity and God vision for her and her doctor as she moves forward in wholeness, health, and comfort. Amen.
And Richard Zemak, Dwin?
Yes, okay. In the name of the I Am That I Am, my Holy Christ Buddha Self, I call to you, beloved Paul the Venetian, for the amplification of the focus, of your focus of divine love and all the God qualities to under Canada, for that focus to bring all the people there into love, peace, and that all that is going on in Canada be redirected to the highest level of God love, that all those who are being influenced within the governments, within the people, that there's so much love that only love can be emanating and working through those who are leading the country. And we accept this and we see it now. Amen. Did you desire me to do the anything else from Richard, his sister? And
himself,
and we also,
his dwelling.
For his to live.
And
we
China.
Called
China.
To, and I don't know if there was anything special about Janet, because all I heard was he wanted his sister prayed for. So we will just call for the angels, all the sponsoring angels of Janet, to surround her, to protect her, to seal her, and to give her what she requires in this cycle of her life, that for divine guidance and whatever she requires for her wholeness in her body, mind, soul, and spirit. We call for Cyclopean Virginia and the angels of coordination to assist Richard in finding that perfect place where he will find the comfort flame, the right vibration, the a healthy environment, and beauty, and for a very comfortable price on that rental, so that he is comfortable not only in the environment, but what it will cost for his what supply goes toward this space of love. And we call for, we see China coming into a place of God love, God forgiveness. We see China, as all people on the planet are giving this prayer, Ho'oponopono, that portions of this are going in waves to the people of China, to the leadership of China, that there be balance and wholeness, forgiveness, that there be a balancing within their minds, souls, hearts, that they can see and provide that God freedom for every soul who lives in China, and for seeing that responsibility and that love going forth from China and all their leaders to every other part of the world, a flow of love back and forth and bringing God reality and freedom from all illusion. Amen.
Thank you. And now I want to make a call for Barbara's friend Christine Bolden in Illinois. Is that correct, Barbara? Christine Bolden in Illinois?
No, her last name is Argyropoulos, but just Christine A.
Okay,
fine.
Christine in Bolden, Illinois. Okay.
It's in Alton, Illinois.
Alton, Illinois. Thank you. Alton, Illinois. And I want to ask God Harmony, Nada, the goddess of wisdom, to be with Christine as she works through the court case that her father, her deceased father, had appointed her executor of the estate. Please surround Paul the Venetian. Please surround her two brothers and sister that they may feel more love towards her. And God Harmony constantly be with them, that everyone will be harmonious. And El Moria, yeah, surround them that they will do the will of God. And mighty victory, let them be victorious in God Harmony and executing the perfect request of their father. We ask this in the name I am that I am. And I ask for our Phyllis jeweler, we call to Archangel Michael for protection for Phyllis from any negative influences around her. We ask Saravata's Hilarion Mother Mary Raphael to restore her to perfect balance of all the organs of Phyllis Buller. Restore complete and perfect health and vitality to her body and the wisdom and love of God. Thank you. And for Sharon Wallace, we ask Archangel Michael, protect her from any accidents that she may be having with this terrible snowstorm that we've had on the East Coast in Baltimore. Please, we ask Mother Mary, Raphael, the healing angels, Hilarion, Jesus, Magda, Mother Mary to hold her ankle, that it be healed, her right ankle, that it be healed, and that the doctor, when she goes tomorrow, will say everything is fine. Surround her with perfect protection and love and healing. We ask this in the name I am that I am. Thank you.
In the name of the Father, Mother, Son, Daughter, and Holy Spirit, we thank you for all of these prayers and the fact that you have said, told us to make the call, and that we are making the calls tonight for these people and thanking you that you are answering them for their very best results for their souls, that their souls will look upwards and be blessed and receive the learning, the teaching, the wisdom, the love, and the joy, and the peace that each soul that we have prayed for tonight requires at this time. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, everybody. And I'll say goodnight, and we will be meeting together again. Let's see. It'll be February 25th. I'll talk to you soon, and thank you.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Night.
Thank you. Thank you, Donna.
You're
thank
welcome.
You.
Thank you, everybody. Both Donnas.
You're welcome.
Keep your woolies on out there.